Good afternoon, Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan. This morning, Bloomberg News reported the Chinese government ordered state-owned agricultural companies to suspend the purchases of specific U.S. farm products. Soybeans and pork were mentioned as the commodities impacted. According to INTL FC Stone chief commodities economist Arlen Suderman, this news from China should be taken with a grain of salt.
That has a little bit of truth to it. China's at a point right now where it could afford to make the threat. It's somewhat of a risky threat, but as I talked to our Shanghai office this morning, they don't expect it to last very long. As of last week, there are 15 million metric tons of soybeans on their way from Brazil to Chinese ports. They are overwhelmed right now with a very weak soy meal market, cash market, because of the number of soybeans that have been arriving at port and being crushed. They're overwhelming the market with soy meal right now, so they could afford to make that threat.
Suderman anticipates China will still buy products from the United States.
Don't have a lot of options right now. They've been buying up all the soybeans they can from Brazil and know that that's not enough to get them to the Brazil harvest, which is why we expected them to be an active importer of U.S. soybeans this fall, and the beans that they've been buying lately were for delivery this fall. And we expect that to resume then at some point. It's down the road here a few weeks. On pork, probably needs to resume quicker than that because they're simply going to have the need.
Rain and sunshine are in the forecast this week for the northern plains. Today and tomorrow will be the driest with little to no rain. Saturday expected to be the wettest. World Weather Incorporated says total moisture will vary anywhere from 0.3 inches to 1.25 inches. The need for rain is growing in the western Dakotas. Some rain will occur in that area, but it may be more localized than preferred. High temperatures through Sunday will be in the 70s and 80s. Morning lows expected to be in the 50s and 60s.
As June begins, the USDA Midwest Climate Hub director Dennis Toddy says he's watching longer-term forecast. Warm temperatures are a positive for much of the northern plains, but for the already dry areas, some issues could start to pop up.
North Dakota and much of the, you know, the northern tier states, North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, have slightly increased chances for precipitation. So we have some opportunity to make that situation a little better, get a little bit of precipitation in that area. So that's a good thing. If you've been watching this, these outlooks, we have a pretty high probability of above average temperatures. We're going to get some very warm temperatures coming in. That will be good because crops that have been planted need a little bit of sunlight, need some temperature to kick things off, could be getting to a point of seeing some stress in some places already.
Wolverton, Minnesota farmer Jay Nord says soils are pretty dry.
We've got good moisture underneath. We just could get a half an inch to an inch, get everything going good. We've got plenty of subsoil. It's just that it's too much wind and not enough sprinkles, and we just haven't had much rain since that 3rd and 4th of May when we did get a nice 0.8, but after that it's been very sparse.
Nord is expecting just sprinkles this week as other farmers wrap up planting.
Get a 0.1 here or 0.1500, it really doesn't solve the problem, but we'll take anything we can get. I should mention there was a lot of corn left in our area, but it's pretty much been combined. I think everybody finished over the weekend, so that was nice to see them get done with last year's harvest, and most of them are trying to get soybeans planted in right behind the combine.
The weekly crop progress report from the USDA will be released at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The grain trade is expecting corn planting to be 95% complete compared to 88% last week and the 89% average. Soybean planting progress estimated at 77%. That's an increase of 12 percentage points from the previous week if realized. 88% of the U.S. spring wheat crop is estimated to be in the ground compared to 81% last week and the 97% average.
Martinson Ag Risk Management President Randy Martinson says headlines concerning China and crop weather are having an impact on the grain market.
So far, you know, the soybeans opened a little bit softer, but have rallied back, and that's a good sign. I mean, that's a very positive sign. Of course, wheat's seeing some struggle just because of the weather. We're looking like warmer, drier conditions, which will be beneficial for the winter wheat harvest, and it'll certainly help to finish up the planting up here in the northern plains. And to get this crop out of the ground fairly quick.
Martinson is waiting for the livestock market to make contract lows as packing plants continue to ramp up production.
We're going to start getting some movement. We're going to see some of these backlogged animals, not so much in the hogs, but more so in the cattle, start to hit the market. And that is a little bit, they expect that to be a flood of meat coming. I don't think it's going to be there. I think we're going to steady, slowly climb out of the supply coming to availability. So right now, I think we're getting hit on the idea that we're going to see a lot of product coming to the retail stores in a quick order. I don't think it's going to be there, and I think that'll level things off.
No new coronavirus cases have been reported at a Pennsylvania JBS USA beef packing plant since reopening more than 1 month ago. This location was one of the first meat packing plants to close because of the outbreak. JBS, which employs more than 100,000 workers in more than 100 processing facilities, is spending more than $200 million to support employees during the coronavirus pandemic.
USDA's weekly export inspections report for the week ending May 28th reports corn inspections of 1.13 million metric tons. That's 3% more than the previous week, 51% more than the same week a year ago. Soybean inspections reported at 396,000 metric tons. That's 16% more than the previous week, but 22% less than the same week last year. Wheat inspections reported at 499,000 tons are 7% more than the previous week, but 16% less than a year ago. For the marketing year, corn inspections are down 28%, soybean inspections are 3% ahead of last year, and wheat inspections are just slightly ahead of year ago. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Grain and livestock traders have been expecting a correction in the grain and livestock markets. Andy Schisler has been expecting a bad market day, due to the civil unrest in the country.
I kind of expected a bad day just generally, just because of that. So this is better. I mean, I kind of thought cattle were going to correct. Technically, they kind of hit their numbers and they're due for a correction and maybe into the mid-90s, and then they kind of stop there, but maybe today is it, and this is all the correction we get. I don't see corn going below 320 on the July very much at all. I think it probably stops here. I still think, regardless, beans are going to trade sideways for a while here.
As more people begin driving, biofuel demand is picking up, which will also support the market.
Seems like maybe we're getting some of this backlog of blended ethanol off the market. So they're kind of bidding a little better. So we've seen basis increase in soybeans and corn here recently. A lot of plants you can get 10 cents better than posted. And so in pretty reasonable basis numbers, bean basis numbers for us are pretty much 60 cents better than a year ago also on top of that.
The average April corn price nationwide was $3.29 per bushel. That's down 24 cents from April of a year ago. According to USDA, soybean prices averaged $8.35 per bushel, up from $8.28 a year ago. The April 2020 spring wheat price average, $4.68, 35 cents below April of 2019. Beef cattle averaged $1.08 a ton, a hundredweight at in April, down from $125 a year ago. The all milk price in April was at $14.40 per hundredweight. That's down $3.60 from March and down $3.30 from a year ago.
The Risk Management Agency is authorizing an extension of the deadline for payment of crop insurance premiums and administrative fees. RMA Administrator Martin Barbary said the flexibility is being offered to help farmers in this difficult time.
In the Callaway, Minnesota area, planting almost complete. Bill Zern is getting ready to spray the crops.
Crop is coming up, looking pretty good. The beans are just poking through, but we finished. Sprayers are in the shop. They're hooking things up now. Took them off the planters, and now we're getting ready to go on the spraying and getting recommendations and getting all that stuff ready to go in the water trucks and everything working.
And Zern says it's been a wet spring, but fields are beginning to shape up.
Sounds like going to be a nice warm week, so that's going to help everything along. There's some neighbors that still have corn to combine, ones that are combining this past few days and trying to work fields, and I assume some will be planting, some will not get it all planted. It's one of them very spotty situations.
The 91st North Dakota FFA Convention begins today. With the COVID-19 pandemic, North Dakota FFA State President Ben Van Berkum says it's no surprise this year's convention is a little unconventional.
It's going to be the first ever time that we will be delivering our retiring addresses as state officers online. So those will be up for everybody to watch, share, go back and watch later. So that will be really cool. We have all kinds of events planned to be posted throughout the week, whether it be our main general sessions where we highlight the condensed version of our what we would have typically done at state convention. And then there will also be, at the end of the week, something we're really excited about is since we won't be able to run the new state officers around the convention hall after they get elected, like we typically would, we are going to be traveling, each of us, to a new state officer's house to deliver the news that they got elected this year.
It's been an interesting year of service for those young leaders. Sessions will be streamed on the North Dakota FFA Association's Facebook page and YouTube channel. The first session begins this afternoon at 2 o'clock. Convention coverage is presented by the North Dakota Corn Council, North Dakota Farmers Union, Nutrien Ag Solutions, Farm Credit Services of Mandan, NDFB, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and Corteva AgriScience. A friendly reminder, you can get the latest news and weather updates anytime by listening to the Red River Farm Network podcast. You can listen at rrfn.com, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. Again, listen to our podcast. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Technology. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Some of the specifics of the coronavirus food assistance program are still being sorted through. Sign up for the CFAP program has been open for nearly a week. While the details have been laid out, there still are a few questions on specific sections of the program. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Marketing Education Specialist Katie Tangen says questions are, there are many questions farmers in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota have that relate to unharvested acres from last year. Do those acres count as inventory? Well, Tangen says it's kind of a yes and no answer.
Yes, those bushels will count. However, they are asking that you have them harvested before you fill out the application. The only reason they're doing that is because they need an exact number of bushels to put in that part of the application. You will still be paid on those bushels. If you're pulled for a spot check, and that they will be doing spot checks after this is all over, then you'll have to submit your insurance paperwork and all that. And it's really no big deal. It'll all match up in the end.
And listen for more in the latest edition of Rural Perspectives podcast from Ag Country Farm Credit Services, found at rrfn.com.
University of Minnesota Extension released their first small grains disease update this morning. According to small grain specialist Joachim Wiersma, tan spot is starting to develop in winter wheat in southwestern Minnesota. Weather risk models are indicating the risk of tan spot is the greatest in the eastern half of the state. Particularly, farmers with spring wheat seeded on spring wheat should be scouting for tan spot and make herbicide applications where needed. So far, there are no reports of leaf or stripe rust in wheat, and risk models show a low risk for either disease to develop. Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon, July Minneapolis wheat down 2.5 at 522.5. July Chicago wheat down 3.25 at 517.5. July Chicago wheat down 5.25. July Kansas City wheat. July corn down 2.5 at 323.25. December corn down 2.75 at 336. July beans down 1.25 at 839.5. November beans down 0.5 at 851.25. June live cattle down $1.47 at 98.25. August down 77 cents. August feeder cattle up 40 cents at 135.75. October up $1.22. June lean hogs down $2.12. This is the Red River Farm Network.